How to make a mountain in just 9 simple steps and only 100 million years by Amy Huntington, illustrated by Nancy Lemon. Let's make a mountain, a big one with steep cliffs, boulders, streams, and waterfalls. Tiny plants and towering trees full of birdsong, wandering raccoons, porcupines, bears, and deer. Of course, you will want a rocky, windswept summit for a bird's eye view. It's going to take a little muscle and a whole lot of patience. Is a big job, but it's packed with adventure. Load up your gear and get ready for the challenge of a lifetime. Step 1. Find a rock. Making a mountain takes millions and millions of years, but all you really need to start is a big rock. No, bigger. 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 Think super colossal. As wide as a chunk of a continental coastline and 20 miles high. Perfect. But how will this rock turn into a mountain? Step 2. Crash and crumble. Mountains form when continents collide. Yes, continents move. They drift apart. And they crash together. You may not have noticed because they move about as fast as your fingernails grow. When continents collide, rock along the edge can crumple up. Think of your continent like a rug. If you push a rug toward the center, it will crumple into folds. Those are your mountains. Except this isn't a rug. It's solid rock. And this is a do-it-yourself project, so you will be doing the crumpling. Ready? Place your hands, brace your feet, and push. Really, push! Put some muscle into it. Is it crumpling yet? You may need some help. Lots of help. This step takes a while. Millions of years, in fact. I hope you brought some snacks. Step 3. Rivers and rock slides. Phew! That was hard work. You have buckled the edge of your continent into a fine mountain. A mountain range, actually. It's huge! I think it needs a bit more character, though. Some steep ravines would be nice. All you need for this step is time and weather. The more, the better. Fortunately, more rain and snow fall on mountaintops than in valleys below, because it's cooler above. As moist air rises to pass over a mountain, it cools. Cooler air can't hold as much moisture, so it's released as rain or snow. Water flowing down your mountain will begin to carve the rock, forming steep gorges. Steeper mountain slides will mean raging rivers and massive landslides. Time to find cover. Scan your mountain slopes. Did you happen to make any caves? Many thousands of years later, you'll have one rugged mountain. But you aren't done yet. Your mountain needs some more shaping. Just a little. Let's consider bringing in a glacier. Step 4. Freeze. Earth has a long history of changing climate patterns. From warm to cool and back again, some changes are small and some huge. 50 million years ago, Earth was so warm, the ancestors of crocodiles lived in the Arctic. Yes, perhaps you weren't counting on an encounter with a large reptile. But hang on. 2.5 million years ago, the climate was in a cooling phase. Glaciers began to form near the north and south poles and in higher elevations, where it is often colder. A glacier forms when snow piles up over time. It compresses into a dense sheet of ice that eventually begins to move slowly, like a bulldozer, scraping over everything in its path. Bye-bye, crocodiles. Time to get out our snowshoes. To make a glacier, you'll need lots of snow over a long period of time. Head north. Gather the coldest weather you can find and snowmaking machines, bazillions of them. This could take a while. Let's say tens of thousands of years. Put on your warmest mittens and start practicing your ice building skills. It's gonna get chilly. As it continues to snow, your glacier will grow and move, sculpting your mountain and carving deeper valleys. The glacier sheet can be more than a mile high in places. Look out so you don't fall into any crevices. Rock sheared off your mountain on one side will be dumped on the other side as the glacier passes. But you can't see any of that yet. It's all happening under a thick slab of ice. Now what? Step 5, melt. At this point, I would think about warming the climate. Let's see what's under this glacier. Travel south, bring fans. Blow some of that warm southern air northward to start melting the ice. Can you feel the temperature change? Lose the mittens. Your melting ice will turn into rivers. Gravel, rocks, and giant boulders scraped up over thousands of years will be carried downstream. They may even block up a valley, creating a lake. Did you bring a kayak? 10,000 or so years later, you will finally see your mountain. It's beautiful. Wind, ice, and heat will continue to weather the rock, as will the streams and waterfalls. It's in great shape. Except your Rocky Mountain is looking a little bare. Step 6. Soil. I'm guessing that by now you are itching to add some green to your landscape. You have a perfect environment for many kinds of plants, except one minor detail. Soil! As your glaciers melted, they left behind eroded debris of sand, silt, and clay. That's a good start. Try adding some lichen as well. Lichen looks like a plant, but it's actually a fungus and an algae together. Place your lichens on the rock. They will gradually dissolve the rocks, releasing elements that plants can use as nutrients. It's a slow process, but while you're waiting, let's brainstorm a list of plants. Step 7, plants. Lots of different plants grow on a mountain. Moss and lichens, alpine meadows, conifer forests, mixed forest, deciduous forest. The plants at the bottom will be different from those at the top. You'll want some ferns, grasses, sedges, flowers, shrubs, and trees, to name a few. Plants on the summit will need to be able to withstand more cold, wind, and ice. Plants at the bottom will tend to grow larger and faster. On other mountains, plants' seeds are introduced in several ways. Sometimes, animals who have eaten them nearby poop them out elsewhere in their travels. A bird might drop a seed in a bit of soil where it can sprout. But for this do-it-yourself project, you'll be adding the plants. As your lichens continue to do their work, wind, ice, and water will also be slowly breaking down rock into nutrients. You can begin to introduce mosses and small plants. As they die and decay, voila! More soil. Allow 1,000 years or more for this step. Step 8. Animals. What's still missing? Animals! You could let them migrate to your mountain from nearby areas, but this is your project. So add them as you're adding plants, from tiny insects to snakes and salamanders, from frogs, mice, squirrels, raccoons, and skunks, to birds, bears, deer, bobcat, and moose. More plants mean more food and cover for your more animals. You're going to be busy, but eventually your mountain will be teeming with wildlife, and you will finally be nearing the end of your project. It has been a long project. You have made and shaped an entire mountain. A variety of healthy plants and animals are thriving there. Congratulations! You did it! And it is amazing! One more step to go. Step 9, care. Take good care of this mountain. Generally, you'll find that mountains are low maintenance, but your mountain will still need you to watch over it. You'll want to keep the streams clean and the bears fed with patches of blueberries and harvest some nuts. Add a few trails so that people can come visit your mountain. You may want to let other hikers know about the delicate alpine plants at the top and the ravens or bobcats nesting on the ledge. Are the trees healthy? Are you keeping an eye on the songbirds? It is a big job, but after all, you just made a mountain. I think you're up for it. For right now, let's climb this narrow path, past the towering cliffs and the waterfall, right up to the rocky summit. I love the lake. Nice job on the foothills. You really went all out. Let's sit here for a while. Did you bring snacks?